They would become frightened at that, see, in John's church, because they didn't want to Lost and burning through eternity and fire burning stone and everything. And so a lot of them went to join church to escape the pending calamity. You see what I mean? I do remember those things. But now, Ebony Magazine had this with, what happened to him? Hey, don't speak that. What happened to it? You understand? Preachers so don't keep that no more. And they had a great big ride. If I had the magazine at home, I'd better reserve all those things. Now, I want you to see my reason for bringing these things up. Now, when the Messiah died, when he died, he was taken down off the cross and laid in Joseph's tomb. David had said this, "Thou wilt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption, neither wilt thou leave my soul in hell." Mm-hmm. Now, what do you want me to do? Skip over it because of that word, you understand? Now, we talk too about baptism, water baptism, of John. It was a figure of a bird. Now they were buried by water baptism in Joseph, in the River Jordan. Let me see if I can get up on it. First, let me get at it like this. Now they were baptized here in the Red Sea, buried by baptism in the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. Now that burial by baptism in the Red Sea. Now, can I just stop right there? Now, you wouldn't see no connection between what I'm going to say now, unless I explain it to you first. And of course, you would be wondering about what that got to do with what you're talking about. Now, suppose I said about Jonah, you understand, and the fish. You see? And Jonah said, out of the belly of hell, I cried unto the Lord. You see? You get the point? Mm-hmm. Now you're buried with him by baptism. Mm-hmm. You see? Understand? Mm-hmm. And that burial by baptism is just like being buried in Joseph's new tomb. Mm-hmm. You see? So Joseph's new tomb. You understand? Where the Messiah was buried. Now listen. Jonah said, "Out of the belly of hell I cried unto the Lord." See? Now, he went to Jonah's new tomb, just like Jonah was in the fish. Now Jonah, the being in the belly of the fish, was just like him being in the heart of the earth. Now listen, he said he preached deliverance to the captive in his flesh. That is to say, death came upon Adam. And Adam died and went to the grave. See? Now, if you take the Bible, the King James Version of it, get Revelation 20 and 12 and read the verse there and then read the margin of the translation.
I saw the dead.
Small
and great.
Small and great.
Stand before God. And the books were open.
Mm-hmm.
And another book was open,
mm-hmm.
which is the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book
mm-hmm.
according to their work.
Mm-hmm.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
Mm-hmm.
And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were judged every man according to their work.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, now death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them. Now, look at the margin of the sanctuary.
Great.
The grave. You see?
The grave in which the persons were buried on it.
Grave here. Now, he went to hell and preached deliverance to the captive. And he was captive in the prayer. All men, you understand,
mm-hmm.
from Adam on down, that had went to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And this baptism here, you understand? And what's going on now is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, if we get this down to this, explain that. Now, While this shows going back to the heart of the earth, or the dust of the earth from whence he came, you understand, or going to the grave, they would be going to hell. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Or surely. Now, listen, I have to get close to you. Now, the man living in this physical body, as we sometimes say it in the word, hell is Isaiah speaking. The hell is moved from beneath to meet thee at thy coming. Well, now, if you don't understand something about it, you won't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look. Listen. The grave, the hole in the ground. That's it. Now, that's one explanation. Now, it's moved from the knee to meet thee at thy coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to me. See, don't mistake me.
You see?
Now, when Messiah went in the grave and come out of the grave, you will find here that many of the patriarchs, you have in your Bible, St. Matthew 1:32, the sweat and the dust of the earth, rose and went on into Jerusalem. Now, you see, from Adam on down, you see, then the patriarchs, you understand? They were in distress. That is to say, nobody could raise himself from the dead.
Right.
You understand? In other words, he was in the garment of death. Just like this was in the garment of the Pharaoh. You understand? So now this baptism in the Red Sea and coming out of here, it was symbolical of the resurrection of here. Mm-hmm. That was a birth. Okay. Now, when we get to talking about baptism, you see, people, they got different modes of baptism. See, some say, well, you put a collar around your neck and you sprinkle, that's a sufficient mode. You see, now, some of the, you take the cap. They're saying that John out sitting in the Jesus out there in the River Jordan, you see, and pour some water on the Jesus. Dip up some and pour some water as a sufficient mode of baptism. Now what he is doing, you see, he is fulfilling all of this that is back here. That's what he said when he went and done, suffered to be so now for the new done, the fulfilled. All right. You understand? So now, he is never here to fulfill, you understand, until he goes, like this man did, in the blood of his face, he prayed until he went to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now then, he's got to go to the grave, or to the ground, you understand, before he can deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these are held.
You understand?
You see through it now? Now Moses lifted up his rod over the sea, and it held. You understand? That rod stood up. You understand? When the children of Israel, after staying here 40 years, well then they went through the River Jordan too, and the water stood up there as a heap. You see? And they went on in. Now here's Paul's writing. First Corinthians 15:29. Now, big fast, I want to try to get somewhere fast.
Else what shall they do which are baptized from the dead?
Now, else what shall they do?
Which are baptized from the dead,
mm-hmm.
if the dead rise not at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they then baptized for the dead?
Yeah, why are they then baptized for the dead?
Mm-hmm.
If the dead rise not.
Mm-hmm.
And if there be no resurrection. See his argument?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, now how am I going to preach the gospel? How am I going to explain, you understand anything, without bringing hell in?
Mm-hmm.
See? Disappointed?
There's no way in the world for me, sure. You see, now, I give you one definition of it. That's the grave. And I showed you by the margin of the translation. Then I said, Isaiah said, hell has moved from beneath to meet thee at thy coming. Now then, I have to explain that. Then I'm going to give you another definition of it. Now, this physical body that you are in, you see, this physical body that you're walking around here, now, when you are really right, got the Spirit of God in you, listen now, the body is dead because of sin. That's what Paul means when he said in the third chapter of Colossians, for you are dead, and your life is here with Christ in God. You understand? Now, your inner man is alive. You understand? And this body, mortal body, has to be changed from a mortal to an immortal. You understand? Now that goes with everybody. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen. Paul, up to the fourth chapter in the Revelation. I think you find that in the 26th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul, he counted himself happy that he was permitted to speak for himself. Something all things held to Jews, the Jews. Now he was preaching that Joshua was the tomb of Christ, and that he died, and that he was dead, and was resurrected. You understand? To the field section, the river, king, priest, and governor. You understand? Now listen, as Paul spoke, he went back in the scriptures and brought up the scriptures to king, chief, and also to the governor, and also to the high priest. And the high priest, knowing that Paul had been brought up at the foot of Gamaliel, see, he says, said, you must learn, make you mad. Are you beside yourself? You understand? And he said, I'm not mad. Speak forth the words of eternal life. You understand? Now listen. And then Paul, when he appeared to be revolting against God's high priest, a disputing with him about the scriptures, then he commanded him to be smacked in the mouth. Now what I'm after, I'm showing you another definition of hell. And then Paul said to him, the high priest, that you not see and understand the resurrection of Messiah and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. You understand? And this inner man was dead, even from the fall of Adam, if the blood of Joshua and Messiah did not atone for while he was on the cross. That is, he had no justice here, so many. You understand? And therefore, his inner man was dead. You understand? And so Paul said, God shall smite thee, listen, thou whitest wall. You understand? Meaning this, that body that he had that was a grave. You understand? It was white part. Now let me get after that. And I have to carry that on now. Now, out there in the garden, paradise, I'm talking about paradise. Now, paradise is an old Persian word. Means a beautiful garden or enclosure. You understand? And when the Jews, they always whitewash the sepulchre. See, you know what a sepulchre is? It's the same thing in a grave. You understand? And they plant flowers all in the cemetery. You understand? You've got an idea of something like decoration there. You understand? You see, purified, you understand? But in that grave, and in that cemetery, or in that paradise, which is an old Persian word for the cemetery out there, you understand? Now, when the thief is on the cross, well, then he says, thou shalt this day be with me in paradise. Now, somebody got to be with me in heaven.
Dead men's bones. You understand? His inner man was dead. You understand? And that burning. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Paul looked at it again and said this. He said, do good unto them that despitefully use you.
Mm-hmm.
And by so doing,
mm-hmm.
you heap coals of fire upon his head. It's a figurative expression,
right.
You understand,
mm-hmm.
to show that the man with his condemned conscience is just like a burning flame, you understand? And if you do good to them kind of people, you understand? And by so doing, you even throw the fire upon his head.
Okay.
Now, you know good and well that nobody's going to stand still
mm-hmm.
and let you put some coals of fire up in his hat and in his head. That don't even make sense. Now, you see the twofold definition of it? So now it moves from down there
mm-hmm.
to meet you at your coming.
Mm-hmm.
See? So if blind is out here, it's an earthly body. It comes from the grave, or from the earth, and it goes back to the earth in which it came.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm talking about the physical body. Now it goes back to where it comes from. Now listen, that'll make me have to reach way on back now and get a matter in spirit.
Okay.
You see? Well now, if the earth in which the man is buried, from whence God's taken him from, you understand? And made the man in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
See? God, a very big question, Mike, well, where did the earth went? The man, God took the man come from.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
That's right.
Did you ever think about that? Now the people, preachers, are running around preaching to people, and this is what they're saying. They're saying that the resurrection. You understand? You go back and dig up that body. You understand that body? The tombstone will be knocked over, and that same body which you put in there, that's what they call resurrection. See? Now that's not so. Paul said that in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, I'll show it not that part of that chapter. We have torn the image of the earth, we have also bad the image of the earth.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen. Now then, that brings up the earth itself. Now you tell me what the sense would be, and make some sense out of it and tell me. Okay, make sure you make some sense out of it, though. You see? You plant a man in the earth, you see, from which he was taken. You see? Now you're going to go back down and dig him up. You understand? And get it nice back in again. Now look, God is smitten man with death and all kinds of diseases. You understand? Now, if I thought or you thought that God was going to go dip down in the cemetery and bring up that same body that you got now with all of its pains and aches and arthritis and rheumatism and some of them that have broken bones and put one thing to another. You understand? And bring us back to life as we are now. See, you quit tonight. Don't tell me you wouldn't quit.
Right.
See, I've been having trouble ever since I've been around here in this body. I got hit.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now listen. Now you see, the earth itself in which the man was buried, it has to undergo a change, just like the man was buried.
Okay.
You see? In other words, the earth, you see, are matter, come from spirit. See? It underwent a change, you understand? And it came on down. See, to what we know now as matter as you know it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Then from that mass, chloric mass, and organic and inorganic chloric mass, God made the beasts of the field, the fowls, and everything. You understand? Now listen. See, that's organic. Mm-hmm. Then he organized a body and took that from the dust of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now look, now everything you got didn't come that way.
That's right.
It was just your body that come from there. You understand? Well, we look at some body, you know, and we think the whole thing come from that. If it's not the body, it does not teach that. Right? So God, as he made the man, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it took the breath of life, an animation, to make that an animated creature. In other words, he was a dead soul until such time. You understand? That God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. You understand? Now we got the ground, and we got the man going in the ground, and we got the man coming out of the ground, we got the man going back to the ground, and then we got the ground disintegrated, and going back to its original state. Now what would be the same?
But she ain't going jigging that thing up you got there, you understand? Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. That's the body. When you're going to disintegrate and dissolve the earth.
Mm-hmm. Now that's what the devil calls resurrection.
Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm.
Now it says death and hell over there in the 20th chapter of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're up to dead, dead on your hands. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. Now John is out on the Isle of Patmos. He's seeing a vision. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's nothing happening right there in what we talk about what happened all the way up. Going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Listen. It's all down on the Isle of Patmos. What you see and hear right in the book. He sends to the 73 other names.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he will tell him of the things which will be hereafter. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen. You don't think that's in the book that way? I will read. But here's the thing I want to show you, there can't be nothing hereafter that wasn't before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's the thing I've been trying my best to teach you all the time. You see, they're going on this side of the church. Now, you see, there isn't anything else. All the way from pure spirit, Johnson, incorporated with Jesus, Satan, Paul, Steve, and Jethro, everything, nothing else but that we were to do. Yes, sir? And it works in
perfect. Mm-hmm.
Nothing but that. In other words, then so yes. Now, John, you told John on the Isle of Patmos. That he was in the king, and the king was the king. Now he's the beginning, and the end, you understand? Then everything that starts at the beginning is just functioning with intelligibility and linearity. All the way down, and then the end is just like the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
careful. Now these that were baptized in the Red Sea, they went on into the wilderness of Sinai. Right?
Right.
I have to cut it up short. I have to keep it up close to you, Dr. Williams. See? He said, I saw the dead, small and great. See, he gave up the dead. Death and hell delivered up the dead. Is that what it means? Is that right? Now read.
And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book.
And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book.
According to their works.
According to their works.
And the priest gave up the dead which were in it.
All right, go right on.
And the dead, and the death of hell delivered up the dead which were in
the book. Mm-hmm. Read.
And judged every man according to his
work. Read on.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
This is the second death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look up here. Look up here. Now, every last one of them that come out of the baptizing here, in this baptism, symbolizing a death and a burial. See, in this past land being offered up here. You understand? Which was a figure of this lamb being offered up here. And he's buried in Joseph's new tomb. You understand? And when he resurrected from the dead, then here was the many of the saints which slept in the dust of dirt. As they went through here, see, they came into the wilderness. The city gave up the dead. Listen, there's one thing I want you to know. See, all of them that come up out of here, see, they were gathered up around Mount Sinai. See?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? And God himself spoke from Mount Sinai. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, the sea gave up these. You understand? They're dead up around the mountain. Okay? And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth were open.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Yep, well, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
You get the point?
Yeah, yeah.
See, when you get that old kind of mind working,
yeah.
You see, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You see? See, somebody went to run out of a Bible, a whole lot of things, you know, and imagine, put one thing in another, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They don't understand. Well, now let's see if we can get after this book business.
Hmm.
Now, he is the Word of God himself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have talked about the Bible being the Word of God. You understand? That's all right, we'll find the Bible. See, those are the words, not words of
him.
The Bible is not the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See, Messiah said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the Lord spake all of these, W-R-D-S.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think that's fair that way, I will read. I'm just trying to save time. And carry you into the depths of things. You understand? Now, he is the Word. See? Now, he spoke himself. See, down here to them. And they were gathered up around. That's the first church. You see? Now, what? What? Now, after they remained here in Israel, I mean in the wilderness, all of them that come up out of here, except Caleb, Joshua, and Eleazar.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one, there was over 600,000 that come up from there.
Mm-hmm.
And all but Caleb, Joshua, that had any inheritance in Canaan's land, all of them died. In the wilderness, they did not go across. The river Jordan. Just those three.
That's right.
Caleb, I mean, to come out down here.
never made it at all. Now look. Mm-hmm. To be buried, the blood atoning here ain't to be buried here. You see. And pastors here. You understand? These that are here. Now look. Now, no, nothing goes across here. Mm-hmm. But them that were born in the wilderness. That's why Messiah said, you just must be born. Marvel not. I said, and you just must be born again. You see? Now then, there we go again. Now, when Joshua took him across, Joshua took Moses' place. Moses went up into Mount Nebo and died. Mm-hmm. And Joshua took him on across the River Jordan. See? And then that water stood up as a heap. What you're doing here, so you can see, we just can't draw these things on this stuff. Mm-hmm. Now look. Look up here. Now you see this water stood up. Mm-hmm. See, it stood up here as a heap. Mm-hmm. Form it a door or an entrance. You see, symbolizing the door and the entrance to the tabernacle and the entrance to the second and to the veil. Now this earth in which you are in, see, I'm saying, you're like this earthly body which you're in, see, was symbolical of the tabernacle, symbolical of the earthly body of Messiah. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. Which God was manifested in. Symbolical of your body. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. That's your body. Mm-hmm. Is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You understand? And this body that you have now, having been purified or received atonement, mm-hmm. here, you understand, by him. Now, we were buried, the Gentiles, with him by baptism, by water baptism.
Okay.
Now, I didn't say sprinkled, mm-hmm. you see? We were buried with him. See? By baptism into his death, that we might be in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, see, if I didn't go ahead on and read something to you, you do like I did way back then when I was assistant pastor. See? Then I had to go back and look at the Bible and tell me the Bible just got all twisted up, you know. I don't know how they got the print and changed over it. Overnight, but anyhow, there's another story, you understand, when I went back and read it.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Paul said, what shall we say then? Mm-hmm. Six chapter Romans. Okay. What shall we say then? How shall we? You understand? Mm-hmm. Maybe you better read it. Mm-hmm. See, now he's back in the sixth chapter, and here's another thing. Here's how a whole lot of us get all messed up. Now we say, Romans 6:1. Then somebody will turn over there and start to read. See? And we're down in the... down in the predicate. We have never thought about what the subject is. See, when somebody walk up to you and say, what shall we say then? Well, you think it was nutty, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. See, what you'll have to do is go on back up in the fifth chapter and get the subject there. And Paul is talking about death reigns from Adam to Moses, even though then they had not sinned after the similitude through the Adam's transgression. Ain't that right? From Adam to Moses. You understand? Then you've got not the Adamic, but you understand, but you've got a Mosaic law. Death reigns from Adam to Moses. You see? And that law of Moses stood until the Messiah come and fulfilled it and moved it out of the way. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. Now, Paul is talking here in the 15th chapter, first of all, why say some among you? What would you baptize for, you Jews? Mm-hmm. What shall we, the Jews, maybe?
To whom we were given the law.
You understand? Look, got that thing all messed up, too. Paul never did, and no apostle at no time ever did write any epistle to the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
We went under the impression of that. That's what he's doing there. You understand? He didn't do that.
None of those exceptions.
What's that? You mean to tell me that cranking is not grief?
Yes, it is grief. Mm-hmm.
And there are Gentiles too.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, what happened was this.
You see?
Paul and company that followed him around just like we've got the ministers here. You understand? They were Jews. You understand? Mm-hmm. And when he